my background here is that, I'm a Gentile. I was working in Google, and then I noticed that there seemed to be this, coup against the president. And when I looked at who was owning all these companies, it turns out that it was an extension of Jewish power. Defeat Jewish power.
And you have to understand is that right now I'm fighting against Jewish supremacy of America, and I'm fighting for America first. Like, I think America should be sovereign. And so when I see that you're like, oh, we need to defeat the bad guys, and I'm like, well, does that include what happens if, what about the Jewish power? You don't even recognize that that Jewish power is running the technology companies of the United States. And I don't think that you understand that Jewish power right now is right now they're trying to overthrow the country. And I'm sorry that the Jews seem to be in control of the media and the technology companies and the financial sector, but if you don't even recognize that the Jews have a lockhold of the United States, then I don't think that you actually understand or are actually trying to make the world a better place. Like, I've dated a lot of Russians and also Russian Jews, and I know the stories of what the Soviet Union was. All right, there's 30 million people that have been killed after World War II. And the people that conquered Russia were Bolsheviks, right? It was a Jewish intellectual movement that came in there. And so if you're sitting there and you're like, well, I wanted to beat the bad guys, and then, and then you're like, but there's no such thing as Jewish power, I think you're being disingenuous. So, and I'm sorry to be real with you, I have to listen to my conscience.